All right, so we're on Daf in Beis tonight in the Yevamot. I'm just going to go back to the Mishnah Malach and Aleph, and then we'll pick up on today's Daf. So if you look back at the Mishnah on Mem Aleph and Aleph, this is around seven lines from the bottom. A woman shouldn't go through Chalitza or go through the Yibam process until 3 months have passed since the death of her husband. And we said the reason for that, we know, is because we're concerned that she may be carrying a viable offspring, in which case she and the Avam would be engaged in Arayos. So we got to wait 3 months. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein kol shar nashim lo yit'arsu v'lo yinasu ashu lehem shlosha chadashim. Similarly, all other women not related to Yibam, or any other woman whose marriage is terminated either through divorce or through death, has to wait 3 months till the termination of the marriage, then they shouldn't go through Erisin or Nisuin till they have 3 months have transpired. So this line, we think in the Havamina it means six different cases, but it really doesn't. It means whether she's a Betula or a Be'ula is basically what the Gemara is going to say. He has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanasuot Gitarasu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. He holds that if a woman was previously married, Nesua, she could go through Erusin. And it was just through the Erusin, which is the first step. That's not a problem. And then conversely, Baha'arusot, if she was only an Arusa before, which means she didn't have intimacy with the husband, Yinasu, then they have a green light to do Nisuin. Kutzman Arusot, Shmi Yehuda, Mneshli Bo Gaspa. Except for the Arusot and Yehuda, Yehuda is a region in Eretz Israel, Mneshli Bo Gaspa, they're sort of familiar with each other, that they would do Yichud before the Nisuin, and we're afraid that they did more than Yichud, and so therefore, in that case, if that's the Erusin she went through, we can't let her, go through a marriage. Rabbi Yossi, substantially agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, call on a Shemitar, so that all women can go through Erusin, put min ha'amana, except for the amana, they have evil, because of the evil, and an amana, is Hayevit in Avelis. One second, it's really Rabbi Yosef, it's favorite. Yeah, Ella Avelis Hatiat Lugala, right. So he says that for Avelis. Now, just 1 second, and then I'll pause. 1 second, let me just take a look. 1 second. Right. So the point of dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi holds that, in other words, if she went through Nisuin with the first husband, she's an Avelis. The question is, what if she only went through Erusin? So the art scroll says in footnote one, Rabbi Yossi holds that during this period, with Erusin, so in other words, I didn't say right. In other words, everybody agrees that after Nisuin, she goes through a period of mourning. Everybody agrees that, in other words, she was married to husband number one, and now she's an almana. So everybody agrees that the almana can't do Nisuin. The question is, can the almana do Erusin? So here, Rabbi Yossi says, that even the almana can't even go through Erusin, because of the Avelis. Okay, who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? All right, so I'm going to move on. Okay, we're on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and I'll go on. Now, so we're on line 6, on Mem Beis 42a, line 6. B'chein Shar Kol Nashim, we said that all other women have to wait 3 months. So the Gemara says, B'shlemi Yavama Kida Amran. So the Gemara says, the Yavama, I understand she's got to wait 3 months because we want to determine whether she's carrying a viable offspring. El Sharkul and Ashim Amai, what about all the other women? Why are they under a prohibition for marrying for 3 months? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Damar Kra, Liot Lachat Lachim, Unzaracha Acharecha. So Rav Nachman and Shmuel quotes Pasuk at the end of Lech Lecha. It says that Hashem is commanding Avraham Avinu concerning Bris Mila, and he says to him, I'm doing this, I'm entering this covenant with you, this bris with you, you know, I'm to be, you know, to have the covenant with you and Zaracha Charecha, your progeny after you. So the way Chazal understand it, it's progeny that can be miaches itself, in other words, that can identify themselves. So the way Shmuel is explaining this is that we have to be able to distinguish. So if nothing with Yibam, but I'm saying if let's say the first husband was David and the second husband is Shmuel, and a woman's marriage with David is terminated, and now she's married to Shmuel, we have to know with certainty whether the offspring is Shmuel's offspring or David's offspring, just because we want him to be miuchas, we want him to be able to say with certainty who the father is. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mati Rava. So Rava is going to have his own pshat, but Rava has a kash against this pshat. He quotes from a brisa. The brisa says, concerning our Mishnah, this is a ger and a giyoret, a male and female convert. In other words, they're married, and now they converted to Judaism. They have to wait 3 months before they can remarry. So if the reason for the prohibition against 3 months is we want to know with certainty who the father was. So here we know who was certain to you the father was. It's the same, you know, pair either way. Why do they have to wait 3 months? So the Gemara answers, no. So in other words, that's a kasha that Rav is asking. But the Gemara answers, Hachanami ikalahapin mizereshin is rabatusha, mizereshlon is rabatusha. That even if they're converting, we want to be mavkin, we want to distinguish between when the conception took place, whether the child was conceived when the parents were Jewish, or the child was conceived when the parents weren't Jewish. Now, either way, the offspring, if he's born after the parents have converted already, he'll be Jewish. But the issue, it sounds like from the article, is whether we can be miyaches him after the father. If he's conceived after the father and the mother both convert and they remarry, then and he's conceived after that point in time, he would be miyuchas after the father, otherwise not. Okay, that's the first answer, and then I'll do the second answer, and then we'll pause. Now, Rava Amar, Rava has a different hesber as to why you have to wait 3 months. Rava Amar, Gzeirah Shem Yisad Achotel. Now, according to Rava's hesber, the problem is all the problems that will arise, not to be miyaches to offspring, but all the potential problems that could arise if the offspring doesn't know who his true father is. So Rava Amar, Gzeirah Shem Yisad Achotel Miyaviv. So one problem is that, let's say in my example, the woman was married first to David, and then she's married to Shmuel, and then this offspring is born after she's married to Shmuel, but he's really David's son, but he thinks he's Shmuel's son. So David, who's his true father, could remarry and have a daughter, and he could fall in love with that daughter, and he thinks, I know my mom was, you know, David's ex-wife, but as far as he knows, he's not in any way related to her, but she's really his paternal sister. So if he doesn't know who the father is, he wrongly thinks his father is Shmuel when his father's really David. Or the next problem is that, let's say, the mother again remarried to Shmuel, who was the second husband, and then Shmuel has another son. And then years later, that son marries and then dies. This offspring thinks he's a full-blooded brother with this child from Shmuel. That's the second husband of Shmuel. But really, it's just a maternal brother. There's no mitzvah yibam with a maternal brother. So he'll enter into an erva with that. And then v'yotzini mo l'shut. Another problem is the... Let's say Shmuel is the second husband. Let's say he dies, and the mother didn't have any other children afterwards. So, if everybody thinks he's Shmuel's son, everybody will think there's no mitzvah yibam for him, and that'll be the mother on the marrying somebody l'shut, which would be an avera, and then v'yiftor yivimto l'shut. And the second problem is, or the fourth problem, I should say, if he has a paternal brother from his first father who didn't have any who and that brother didn't have any sons and he died, and there's no and there's and there's in other words, if he has a paternal brother from David, in other words, David was the first husband. David had a child before him, and then he doesn't realize that that's his paternal brother, and then that paternal brother marries and dies, so that paternal brother's wife would marry somebody from the Shuk without doing the Yibam, because he doesn't realize the whole problem with that. Now, Rashi also points out, let me look, that we, with the Geirus, you also have a problem like this. He says, with the Ger and the Gioret, one of the problems arises that Beradai Tav Shetilin Stavurshi Shubin Shiva, who with Dushin is right. Let's say if the both parents were converts and he's born, but he was really conceived when they were non-Jews, and then he's born after they're Jewish, and then the mother has another child, and then that other child marries somebody and then dies, and he's going to do Yibam. He thinks that he's also like Nizra B'Kedusha. He thinks he was also, conceived when the father was Jewish and the mother was Jewish, but since he was conceived Shlo B'Kedusha, so then we wouldn't say that he's the full blooded brother of this other brother, and he could end up doing Yibam with her, even though he's really not entitled to it. All right, now, there's a few more lines, and I'll pause. Okay, so the Gemara says, so we have two Hezbeirim, why we have to wait 3 months. Either it's important for us to be Miyaches, the child after the father, or explanation number two is that we're concerned for all the Takalot that will occur. So that second explanation was from Rava. So Mati Rav Hanania, so Rav Hanania posed a kasha from the following braisa. B'kulani korebahen mishum takanat erva, b'kan mishum takanat blad. So it says, like, by all of these dinim, in other words, the braisa is referring to, we had just a general din, we had, let's say, shniot for arayot, that there the people, can't, that's a different din, people aren't allowed to marry secondary, relations. And then we have the yivama, has to wait 3 months. So all of them is takanat erva. I'm trying to fix up the situation for forbidden sexual relations. The kan mishum takanat vlad, but this halacha is takanat vlad, something to help the offspring with. In other words, this takana that every marriage you have to wait 3 months till you remarry. Bimita, and if it would be true, if it's true what Rava says, that we're afraid that he's going to, let's say, wrongfully do Yibam, or he's going to marry his sister, he doesn't realize it's her sister, Kulamishim Takanat Erva. So then everything is Takanat Erva. That's Akasha against Rava. So the Gemara says, Haimishim Takanat Vlad, Lilithkabahu Erva. It says, no. It's Takanat Vlad. In other words, in Akinami, there are arayos involved with it, but that's what the town is calling takanas vlad. In other words, with the other gzeirot that we had, let's say with the Obama waiting 3 months, or like the shniot la'arayot, we're afraid that if we don't do these dinim, it'll lead to erva of the principles. Here, you're right, it will lead to erva, but the erva is with the offspring. And so when he says takanas vlad, we need to err with the offspring. Okay, let me pause. Any comments, questions, or thoughts on anything that I said so far? Anybody want to say anything? Malka, you want to say anything? Daniel, you want to say anything? All right, I'm going to move on.
I'm listening, Rabbi.
Okay, any questions? You're right. Are you coming tonight, Daniel?
I'm not in Great Neck.
Well, can you be in Great Neck in a half hour?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Bezat Hashem, I will try.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, so around 20 lines down from Membeza Manalev. Now, we said that every woman has to wait 3 months from the end of marriage one to the beginning of marriage two. So if, let's say, Bilhah was married to David, and then David died or divorced her, she has to wait 3 months from the date of death or the date of divorce till she remarries Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "B'shleim atamtim shnei charashim kina say lo." I understand the Gemara says that she to wait 2 months and then get remarried. That she can't do. Dinah sveika, because that would lead to a questionable situation. Ibar tishla kama, ibar shiva labatra. In other words, if she bears a child, in other words, if she waits 2 months, let's say on March 1st, David divorces her, and then she waits 2 months till May 1st, till she remarries, and then 7 months later, she has an offspring. So we don't know then if that offspring is a result of a 7 month pregnancy, and then that's Shmuel's son, or a 9 month pregnancy, and it's really David's son. So again, so the standard sake, Ibar Tishla Kama, Ibar Shiva Labatra. That we realize is problematical. Ella, the Gemara says, why can't she wait 1 month? So if she gets divorced on March the 1st, wait till April the 1st, the Tina thing, be the Shiva Yalda, and if at that point she gives birth 7 months later, hi bar Shiva the Batrahu. He says, then we, in other words, the Gemara takes it that a woman doesn't bear a child in 8 months. There's no 8 month pregnancy. So that's the way the Gemara understands this. So the, or at least Mizman Chazal, maybe that was the way it was. So there's no 8 month pregnancy. And then if 7 months later she bears a child, so then presumably that would be from the second husband. Now, Rashi points out, why can't we say that it's really a 9 month pregnancy and she conceives a month before the divorce or the death, which would be a kasha, but the Gemara has a different kasha. The Gemara says, "Be litmani yalda, if she gives birth after 8 months, hi bar tisha lakamahu, then that's a 9 month. If 8 months after, 8 months after she remarries, she bears a child, then we're going to say it's a 9 month child from the first husband." So the Gemara says, so what's wrong? That's the question the Gemara has. Why can't we say that she waits 1 month? And we figure we'll be able to figure out everything from there. So the Gemara says, Inami Litzvani Yalda, even if she gives birth after 8 months, Ikel Neymar Debatrahu, I could still say that it's really the second husband's son, Dilmish Tavi Ishtach Chodeshachad V'Aber. Maybe she didn't conceive right away. Maybe she conceived a month later. So it's really a 7 month child with the second husband. So that obviously, so in those two instances, 2 months, 1 month, they don't work out. So the Gemara says, "V'tamtin shnei chadashim u'mechtzav v'tinasei." So the Gemara says, why can't she wait 2.5 months and then remarry? The Ilah Shiva Yalda, if she at that point gives birth 7 months later, hi bar Shiva labatru, then that's a 7 month pregnancy from the second husband. The Ilah Shita Upalda Yalda, and if she gives birth 6.5 months later, hi bar Tisha lakam, then it's a 9 month pregnancy of the first husband. Who? The Ibar Batrahu, because if it's 6.5 months later and it's the second husband's son or child, Barshitu Pagalokai. So after 6.5 months, the child wouldn't live. That's what the Gemara figures. So the Gemara says, no, Inami the Shitu Pagalyalda, even if she gives birth at 6.5 months, Ikalamemor de Batrahu, I could still say that that child could possibly be from the second husband. The Amar Marzutra, because Marzutra said, I feel the Amar, you let Tisha and you let Lakutain, that when a woman gives birth at 9 months, she doesn't give birth to abbreviated months. It's full pregnancy. But Yalda Lashiva, you let Lakutain. A woman who gives birth over a 7 month pregnancy could be 7 months with abbreviated months, means like less fractionated, means less than 7 months. Shinamar, because Basuk says the Sefer Shmuel, this is concerning the birth of Shmuel. Chana's the mother. The way the Gemara understands the Pasuk, after Tkufot, seasons, and Yamim, days. Miu Tkufot, Shnayim. So Tkufot, we figure, is 3 months, and the minimum of two Tkufot is plural, so it's at least 6 months, and Miu Yamim, Shnayim. So it means 6 months, at least 6 months and 2 days. So all of those possibilities, you know, don't leave us anywhere, is what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, B'tamtin, so the Gemara says, look, why can't she just wait, let's say, a week or two after her, the divorce or the death of her first husband, and then remarry. And then after the completion of 3 months, Libadka will inspect her and see if she's pregnant. He says, so if after 3 months she's pregnant, then we know it's the pregnancy from the first husband. That's the idea. So he says, Amar of Safra, in Bokin and Asuot, Shlikanu Abalehen. It means like you make an intimate inspection of her. Rashi says it means like, you know, like a woman's, you know, like breasts become larger if they're pregnant. So he says, we don't inspect them, Shlikanu Abalehen, because they become repulsive to the husband. The husband, I don't know if it's the inspection which is doing it or what, but that's repulsive. And it will lead to discord of the second marriage. Benifka behilukas. So the Gemara says there's a less intrusive way to inspect it. We can see, like, by her weight. Now, the Gemara says that when she walks, like, if she walks on soft dirt, she makes her feet make an impression on the ground. So the Gemara takes it that, like, a similarly sized woman or whatever, you know, would make, you know, like, if she makes, as a pregnant woman, she makes a bigger impression on the ground than somebody who's not pregnant. So Amarami Brakama, Isha Makapa Atma, Deshi Rashbanab, Nefte Bala. So Rabbi Brakama says it's not a good test because a woman tries to cover it up and disguise the fact that she's pregnant. So that her, in other words, I guess she doesn't want to know from her first husband. She wants her son to Yarshin with the second husband. She wants everybody thinks it's the child from the second husband. So the Gemara says, okay, so we had questions. We have to wait 3 months. The Gemara said, aren't there ways to wait less than 3 months? But each one, the Gemara, you know, deflected it and said, no, we can't work it out. We're concerned about this, that, the other. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Malka, you okay? And Daniel, you're okay. All right.
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks. Yes.
Okay. Let me go on. All right, now the Gemara says, this is around 10 lines from the bottom. Heikat the kimlan de mu'uberahi. Let's say we know that she's pregnant. In other words, let's say a woman was known to be pregnant at the time the first husband died or divorced her. So we know she's pregnant. So Tina say, why don't we let her remarry? If I know that she's pregnant, then what's the problem about her remarrying her? So Alama Tanya, lo yisada mu'uberah chaveru menechen chaveru. So how can we learn the brisa that a person shouldn't marry a woman who was impregnated by his friend or a woman who's nursing? We did this already. And if he married her, he violated the halacha. He can never bring her back. He can never remarry her. Remember, there was a machloket about that. We had it earlier in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the concern is that if she's pregnant, now there's different ways to touch this up. But the simple pshat, the way Rashi takes it, is that even though we take it that a woman can't be impregnated when she's pregnant already, but either the Gemara takes it that a woman could become pregnant again, and then the existing fetus would, you know, somehow get flattened, like a sandal is either a fish, or sandal means like a sandal, and that would be harmful. Or, remember, there was a Tosfos early in the Gemara, we had it in on Daf. Thought it was Yudbeis, but he's got Lamed Vav. So the Gemara earlier had, let me just take a quick look, was it Lamed Vav? No, I think, here, 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, so we had this on Daf Yudbeis Lamed Vav. So over there, Tosfos said it meant that if she was carrying twins, and now, like, if she has intimacy, like one of them will become deformed. But anyway, the point is that the Gemara is concerned that if he's having intimacy with a pregnant woman, the child will become deformed. So the Gemara says, "Hihaki deinami." If that's the case, then never mind a prior husband. Even if my wife is pregnant, I shouldn't have relations with her because maybe it'll lead to deformation of the fetus. So the Gemara says, "Ilaman demar b'moch, ilaman demar menashmoy rachem, menashmoy rachemu." So the Gemara says, the Gemara earlier learned that if a woman is pregnant already, So you could use a moch, which is like a wad, like prophylactic, or according to another opinion, even she can't use the moch, but min hashemayim rachim, and min hashemayim will guard them. So if that's the case, hakanami, in the mandabar b'moch moch, in the mandabar min hashemayim rachim, min hashemayim rachim. In other words, if your own wife who's pregnant, you can have relations with. So what's wrong with having, if you remarry this woman and she's pregnant, what's wrong with having relations with her? So why would Chazal not permit you to have a pregnant woman to remarry until at least 3 months passed? So the Gemara says on the second white line, so the Gemara says that we're concerned about the pressure. So it's not the shechvat zera, the semen that's causing the problem. So, but the Gemara says it's a chasa, that the man pressing against the woman, that'll harm the fetus. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, if a man is married and his wife is pregnant, he shouldn't have relations with her because they would press against her. So his own child, he's concerned about the welfare. So the Gemara says, yeah, so a man who's concerned about somebody else's, and Rashi says the last line, nobody wants to kill anybody, means the fetus. So on the bottom line of the Gemara, Ella, so the Gemara has to have another Hezber, why you're not allowed to marry a Muberet or a Menachem. Ella, Stamu Uberet, Laminika Dekaima. It says that the typical pregnant woman is, eventually going to be a nursing woman. And turn page, and now where I'm based on the top line, Dilma I Abra, Uma Acher Chalavo Abakatale. That as a result, now Rashi has a slightly different girsa. He says that if she becomes pregnant, her milk will become sort of ruined and end up killing this offspring. Now Rashi's girsa is v'minseva dilma mi abra. If she marries, she'll become pregnant after she gives birth, and the milk will become turbid, is the way Rashi has it. I mean, typically, if a woman is pregnant, I think she stops lactating. That's one problem. But here the Gemara seems to say that even if she's pregnant, that we're afraid that that she would, it sounds like, get pregnant again. That's the way it sounds like from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ihachi didenami. If that's the case, it was his own wife who's pregnant, he shouldn't have relations with her. So the Gemara says, Didei memas b'salei b'beitzim b'chalav. If it's his own child, he'll support the child. So she won't be able to nurse the child because, she'll stop nursing. If she already gave birth to the child, I can understand. In other words, she'll stop lactating. But his own child, he'll be able to support with eggs and milk. So didanami mas beitzim b'chalav. But so her own child from a prior marriage, he'll also support that child with eggs and milk. So lo yayiv la baal. We're afraid the second husband won't want to support the child from the first marriage. Why can't she sue the Yorshim from the first husband, assuming the first husband died? A woman is embarrassed to go to Bezdin and will she'll feel constrained by circumstances and end up, by default, killing her son. Okay, who's the questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? I'm all by myself here in the base medrash, so I'd love to hear some questions, comments, and thoughts. Anybody? All right, let me see if anybody else is here. 1 second. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay? So I'm on line 6. I'm in Beis Amud Beis. Okay, Achat Betulot V'Achat Be'ulot. So in the Mishnah, we said that everybody has to wait 3 months, whether they're a Betula or a Be'ula, whether they're a virgin or a Be'ula. But then it seemed like in the Mishnah, it seemed like there were 6 cases where you had to wait the period of time. It said echad betula v'echad be'ula. Then it said echad grusha v'echad amana, whether divorcees or widows, echad nesua v'echad rusa, when they went to nesua and erusin. So the Gemara says echad betula v'echad be'ula, hey nihu betula v'hei nihu arusa. What's the difference between betula and arusa? So in other words, if from the first marriage she was a betula virgin, so what's the difference between betula and arusa? Arusa also is a virgin. In other words, she only went through erusin. Hey nihu be'ulot v'hei nihu nesuot. What's the difference between be'ulot and nesuot? Be'ulot are the women who've had intimacy, and nesuot also have had intimacy. So we don't understand what's going on in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. So Rav Yehuda says this is what the Mishnah means. acha betula or acha beulod, whether it's a betula or a beula, in these, there's only two cases, whether it's a betula or a beula, whether she's virgin or she's not virgin, should it armelu or should it garshu, they became widowed or they were divorced, beimin erusin, beimin nisuin, whether it was from erusin or nisuin. In other words, it was from Erusin that she's a betula, but she was widowed or divorced from Erusin, or widowed or divorced from Nisuin. But it's only two cases. Betula, so it means whether it's a betula or a beula, she has to wait 3 months. And the reason she has to wait 3 months is because we're concerned, in other words, we're not concerned that she's pregnant if she's a betula, but we're concerned that people will, you know, misapply it in the case where it shouldn't be done. So that's why we have one rule according to the Tanakama, that was a machloket in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, everybody focused? Everybody there? Malka, you still there? Malka?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay Daniel, thanks. You still here? Daniel, you still here? Daniel?
Yes, Rabbi. Right here.
Okay. So we're 10 lines down, and if you want to ask any questions, you let me know in another few lines. Okay. Reb Lazar lo al the Beis Medrash. Reb Lazar didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Ashkel Rabbi Asi, so then he encountered Rabbi Asi, who had been in the Beis Medrash. Amarlei, my Amor Rabbanim Beis Medrash. So he said, what did the Chamis discuss in the Beis Medrash? So Amarlei Hachi Amor Rabbi Yochanan. He said that this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi. Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. So in the Mishnah, again, just in its simplest form, the Tanakhama holds, under no circumstances can any woman remarry after a marriage, whether it was a marriage from Erusin or marriage from Nisuin. You always have, the one rule fits all. You have to always wait 3 months. And then basically, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who pretty much agree on almost everything, that Rabbi Yehuda says that if the previous marriage went to Nisuin, she could do through Erusin he could do, or if the previous marriage was Erusin, then she didn't have intimacy, so she can do, then there's no harm, no foul. She could do Nisuin within 3 months. And Rabbi Yossi agrees with that. Rabbi Yossi holds that an almana from that if she's an almana from Erusin, she has to be available for 1 month. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So he says that my own Rabbi Medrash, so Amarlei Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. This is Rabbi Asi saying it. Halachi for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, which means, and pretty much like Rabbi Yehuda, that under certain circumstances, she can remarry within 3 months. If she only went through Erusin, then she can remarry. And if she, and what was the other thing? If she, if she went through Nisuin, she can go through Erusin within 3 months. So the Gemara says, Mechval Yichida Paligale. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, in other words, if the Tanakhama represents the Shitas Yachid, so then we can understand why Rabbi Yochanan would say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. But if the Tanakhama represents the Shitas Rabim, so then it's Yachid Rabim Halacha Rabim. So the Gemara says, Mechlal Yichidai Paligle. So the implication I deduce from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the Tanakhama represents the Shitas Yachid. So the Gemara says, absolutely, that is the case. And we're going to see that it really reflects the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Meir. Bahatani, we learned the Braisa. If a woman, she always is running to her father's house, she hung out in other words, even though she was married, but she would, you know, go extended stays with her father. Or she and the husband weren't getting along, you know, they're busy throwing dishes at each other at night, Pastor Shalom. Or her husband was incarcerated. In other words, in all these cases, it's going to be there's no chashash that she had, you know, conceived with this husband. Oshia bala zaken, or the husband was too old to bear a child. O choler, too sick. Now the quotes here in the Aleph is the Gra. The Gra says in Tosef and Yerushalmi, this is Oshalach balam dinanayam. Or the husband took on a sea voyage. Oshia bala, this we did, zakeno chola. Oshia ta hi chola. Or she was too sick to bear a child. Oshia pila farmita bala. Or after the death of husband number one, she miscarried. So we know if she miscarried, she's not pregnant anymore. Oshia ta akara. Or she was barren. O zakeno, or too old to bear a child. O kitana, or too young to bear a child. Oh, I don't need, or she never developed physically. Oh, she ain't really late, or she's not worthy to bear. And so the quote here, what does it mean to really late? One second. Yeah, it means through sickness, or she took a contraceptive drug, so she can't bear a child. So in all these cases, there's no problem that she's going to bear a child. So then the Bach adds on, Kulan Srichot Lam Tin Shosha, Kharashim Debre Meir. According to her mayor, even the zero kashash that she is pregnant, and especially the case where she miscarried after the death of the husband, that's really zero, everything is zero kashash. So she still has to wait 3 months. And Rashi brings down, if you look at the Rashi, Kulan Srichot Lam Tin, the Gaz Rushen Ruya Atu Ruya. They made one gezerah for the women who could bear a child, or you know, were concerned about it, and they're not concerned about it because we're afraid that we can't make one there without the other. So that's the Tana Kama of our mission, Reb Meir. Then the Braisa continues on. We have Reb Yehuda on his side. He says different versions have Reb Yossi. Either Reb Yehuda or Reb Yossi. Remember, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi were the Tanaim who were Mechulak in our Mishnah. They're Matir Le'Areis for the Nesemiyad. They permit a woman to, under these circumstances, to remarry immediately. So, in Akinami, so Rabbi Yochanan said the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, because it was a Shitas Yachid, only Rabbi Meir was Mechulik with him. Now, Rashi points out that, let me see, where's this Rashi? The Rashi's coming later on. He says, I'm looking for the Rashi, 1 second. Yeah, so Rashi is higher than where we are now. It's around the 10th hour line in Rashi. Rashi says in the Dibur Matka Lachak Rabbi Yossi, Vaizanachat Rabbi Yossi, below Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, really, why does he, in other words, in essence, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree at 90%. Why does he say like Rabbi Yossi? Why does he say Lachak like Rabbi Yehuda? He says, Daha Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Shari Arusalina say. In other words, if you went through Averson, so they hold that you can both get married. Why does he? Says El Mishum de Rabbi Yossi Nimu Kimo. In other words, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi has his reasons, and like he was, you know, he was a very strong in his learning. Nimu Kimo. So Rabbi Yochanan says Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Or they also had another pshat to mention that it could be that he says like Rabbi Yossi because Bedafka he holds like that din about the Almana. All right, but let's back in the Gemara. I'm Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Reb Chiya Bar Abba says, Chazar bo Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan retracted his position. So Rabbi Yochanan initially said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but now Reb Chiya Bar Abba says Rabbi Yochanan retracted that position. I'm Reb Yosef, Ihadar Bey. Rabbi Yosef said, if Rabbi Yochanan retracted his position, Mimanite de Karma Hadar Bey. He must have retracted it as a result of seeing the Brisa from Karma, means from the Kerem, from Kerem B'Yavne. We'll see the Brisa in a minute. He says, the Tani, we learned the Braisa. Amr Bishmol ben Osho Rebuchim Broka, Shemati Pi Chachamim Ker B'Yavne. So Bishmol, the son of Rebuchim Broka, says, I heard from the Chachamim in Kerem B'Yavne. Kerem B'Yavne, you know, is a yeshiva today in Israel, but it's mentioned in the Gemara. And here Rashi brings down Kerem B'Yavne. You see the Rashi. Chiyoshin Shurot Shurot, Ke'ein HaKerem is the way our Rashi has it, but the Bach has Ke'ein the Tiyot HaKerem. Because they would sit in rows, you know, a vineyard. At least today, you know, many years ago, I worked on a kibbutz in Israel, and they had the vineyards. So the vineyards are like, you know, parallel rows of vines. So apparently, then also, that's the way the vineyard looked. So it meant that Kerem B'Yavne, not that there was a vineyard in Yavne, that could have been or could not be, but the yeshiva students were lined up in rows. It was called Kerem B'Yavne. So he says here, Kulan Srichalom Tin Shosha Kharashim. The Braisa says that everyone, whether it's with Shayath that we're concerned for pregnancy or not, everybody's going to wait 3 months. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Malka, you good? Dale, you good?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. And Daniel, you good? All right. Let's go on. All right. Now, okay. So I'm around 10 lines from the bottom. You see the place, Malka? Okay, So Amarle Rabbi Yirmi the Rabbi Zrika. So Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Zrika, "Ki Eilit Lakami to Rabbi Abahu. When you go to see Rabbi Abahu, Ramilei, I want you to pose to him the following question." Now, did Rabbi Yochanan really say Lachafaz before he retracted? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say Lachafaz Rabbi Yosi? But I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lachafaz Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan has another rule: Alacha always follows Stam Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah. Utnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Kol Anashim Lo Yinasu Lo Yitarsu Ad Shu Lahem Shoshach Hashem Lachapu LaKabulot. In other words, the first part of our Mishnah doesn't state any name. The first part of our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Then it's followed by the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So he's saying, before he retracted, did Rabbi Yochanan ever say the halacha was like Rabbi Yossi? How could he do that? He Rabbi Yochanan holds when you have a Stam Mishnah, halacha follows the Stam Mishnah. So anyway, eventually, Rabbi Zrika made his way to Rabbi Abahu. Eventually, Rabbi Abahu was in Eretz Israel. I'm not sure where Rabbi Yirmiyah was, but eventually made his way to Rabbi Abahu. And then Rabbi Abahu said to Rabbi Zrika, "Dramalach ha lochash lekimche." The one who posed this question to you to ask me, lochash lekimche, wasn't concerned with his flour. Means like when you're grinding wheat into flour, you know, that's like you want a certain product. So it means like the question, like he wasn't careful with the words that came out of his mouth. In other words, he's saying concerning Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why? Stam va'achar kach machlokin he. Because you're right, it's a Stam Mishnah, but a Stam Mishnah that's followed by Machloke. But ain't halacha kistam. So the rule that that rule is, and the halacha is not like the Stam Mishnah. So we're not kinami. The Amara Papa v'itame Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Papa said, and some say Rabbi Yochanan himself said this, Machloke v'achar kachstam halacha kistam. If there's a division, and then you have an anonymous Mishnah, and the halacha is like the anonymous Mishnah. But if there's a stam followed by a machloket, the lach is not like the stam. So Mila, that's why it's feasible that Rabbi Yochanan could have, you know, first initially said the lach was like Rabbi Yossi, and afterwards I guess he reanalyzed it. Now let's take a look further in Gemara. Gemara says, "Bistamacha azu Rabbi Abahu, akad fei Rabbi Nachum Shamei." So Rabbi Abahu, who had made the statement, was leaning on the shoulder, it sounds like traveling, and leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Nachum, his attendant. Menachem v'Aziel Hilcha Kaminei. And the attendant was busy like collecting halachot from Rabbi Abahu. In other words, like he's asking him, plying him with questions and plying out halachot. So by Minei, so he asked him, this is the attendant to Rabbi Abahu, he asked Rabbi Abahu, Machloket v'achar kach stam mai. If you have a machloket and then an anonymous Mishnah, what's the halacha? Tzamalei halacha kistam. Then halacha is like the anonymous Mishnah. Stam acharkach machloket mai. But if it's stam and then a machloket, what's the halacha? Amalei ain't halacha kistam. Then halacha is not like the stam. Stam ad banitin machloket bebraita mai. What if in the Mishnah I have an anonymous Mishnah, but then in the Braisa I find a machloket? What's the halacha? Amalei halach kistam. There, we're going to lean over to the stam because we give, you know, more, the Mishnah is more authoritative than the Braisa. Machloket b'matnitin. Let's say I have a machloket in the Mishnah, ustam b'braita, but in the Braisa, I have an anonymous Braisa. So it sounds like this. He says, one thing. In other words, the first case is stam b'matnitin. In the Mishnah, I just have an anonymous Mishnah that says halach is A. And then I have a machlok in the Brice. In the Brice, I have machlok between A and B. So he says the halach would be like the stam, like the Mishnah. Machlok in the Mishnah. What if I have a machlok in the Mishnah with stam and Brice? And then the Brice is just stam a halacha. So my Amarlei, now we're on the top line of Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, everybody there. But he Rebbe lo shna'a, Rebbe Chimi nain lo. In other words, if Rebbe didn't teach this in his Mishnah, where's Rebbe Chia know it from? That's the famous line of the Gemara. You see, it's Eichon for you. There are other places in Shas. Let's do the two first two Rashis, and I think that's going to be it. Rebbe lo shna'a, Rebbe shesidir to Mishnah lo shna'a, shtei Mishnah shlo retzah v'sotna. In other words, Rebbe didn't teach it this way. In other words, in the Braisa, it's stam, but Rebbe didn't teach it that way. That means that Rebbe felt that he has to teach his machloket. Rebbe chia tamido, minayin lo shalach kotah, shestam b'raita. If Rebbe didn't know so clearly that the lacha would be this way, so where does Rebbe Chia, his Talmud, know it from? All right, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did tonight? Okay, one second. Hold it. Let me end the recording.